Oh man. It's been a week. It's been a week, people.
Yep.
How's it going, everybody?
Hi, guys. Hi,
I hope
girls.
you're enjoying your week slash
Yeah.
weekend slash all of the stuffs. So,
Yeah.
anyway.
So far so good for me. My local the gym that I've been going to for the past year,
Yeah.
they actually moved closer to me. So
Oh.
it takes me even less time to get there.
That's
And
awesome.
they're now a 24/7 gym. So I don't have to be there's no close time. So if I want to get there super early before I have to go to work, or I want to do like a late night workout session, I can do that too.
Like after the
So
Toddcast. You just go
yeah,
right after the Toddcast.
I could.
It's fine. Anyway, we are your hosts, Jada and Justin, and for those of you who have never tuned in, but recently, like I've guest appeared on a couple of podcasts, so I'm just assuming
Yeah.
somebody new may show up on here, so I'm just
Yeah.
saying hi.
Yeah,
Hopefully, everybody enjoys
I've
it.
never been privileged to be on anybody else's podcast yet. So
Ah, you'll get there. You'll get there.
I think they're
So.
kind of scared of me, to be honest.
No, I think it's just because like I'm kind of the face of the company, so that's kind
True.
of why
True.
I get chosen to do this stuff. Not
True.
that I don't enjoy it, because I do, but sometimes I'm just like, man, I need a break. And it's just crazy. Yeah, like give me a second, because I want to double check this. My cousin just sent me a text before you got on that said it's gonna snow this weekend, and I went, shut up. So, or next week. So okay, we're gonna get snow Monday, and then that's pretty much it. Like it's just gonna be in the holy shit, it's gonna be 37 degrees on Monday, and then 38 on Tuesday with a low of 27. Great. But I have to go to Edinburgh Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday next week, so I'm imagining I'm going to see a lot more snow.
I'm probably going to be there too because I'll be in Michigan. So
Oh
if we're
yeah,
getting
shit.
snow here,
Oh
we're definitely going to snow in Michigan.
yeah, you're gonna get fucked, my friend.
Oh yeah. What a way for my birthday weekend and just be like,
Right.
snow, yes.
Right. Yeah, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Just go find yourself some Ted Nugent. You'll be fine.
Oh.
He'll cook you a turkey. It'll be fine. He'll go kill it himself. It'll be great. So,
He'll kill it, skin it in front of me.
there you
It'll be
go.
fine. Yeah, there you
Nothing wrong
go.
with that.
Yeah.
I will thank Zach Thompson for having me on the show last week. I believe he re we recorded it last week. I think it drops tomorrow.
There you go.
It was a lot of fun. We talked a lot about our favorite writers and stuff. It was really kind of a cool episode. Oh shit, I forgot to get my top 80s movies. Shit. Like we talked about last week.
Yes.
But I'm sure I
Well, we
can
got,
wing it.
yeah,
I
we
can wing it.
could, yeah, we could
So.
definitely like wing that. That's not,
Yeah.
yeah.
We'll just talk about it after we talk about comics. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, there really wasn't a ton going on this week outside of, there was an election. That was pretty much it. Like everybody was like, meh, election week, we'll calm down.
Well, we'll put it this way. It was good for those of us who, have been feeling out of control and earn events. So hopefully this will stabilize things a little bit. We shall
Yeah,
see.
hopefully. Yeah. That's what I'm hoping soon.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I picked up this unsweetened green tea because it has zero sugar. It is awful. But
Oh yeah.
because it was like 3 or 4 bucks, I'm totally drinking this thing.
Oh
But
yeah,
I am
that's
nursing the shit out of it.
Oh yeah, that's pure green tea with no like
Oh yeah, it is
you
awful.
can't drink cold green tea. If you're gonna drink green tea At least it has to
Okay,
be
well,
warm,
hold on.
or warm
If
hot.
you're gonna drink unsweetened green
Green
tea,
tea,
drink it warm.
yeah.
If you're gonna drink sweetened green tea, regular,
Tea,
like what you would
yeah.
normally buy in the thing and it
The
has sweetener in
like the
it,
Lipton sweet
yes,
stuff, yeah.
then that's totally fine cold.
Yes,
I
yeah.
was expecting that because their zero sugar sweet tea is actually really good and tastes like sweet tea.
Yeah.
This, not so much.
No.
Yeah. Also, reminder for everybody to hit the like, share, and subscribe. Share us, give your friends some love. Tell other people to check us out. It's a lot of fun. We do what we do. Anyway, so the Silver Age sale, we're halfway through it. And we've been to Cranberry, we've been to Butler, and we're currently in Ohio. Tomorrow's the last day for Ohio. Then we're going to be at Pittsburgh Mills next week, then the Waterfront after that, and then the week of Thanksgiving we'll be at Elwood for a couple days. Weirdly, not a lot of the big books have sold, but we have been selling a lot out of the 10 long boxes of
Oh, I'm
slightly
sure.
cheaper stuff.
Yeah. I
It's been
feel like
really good, actually.
that's the way the market has been going in like since like the post-pandemic. Everybody buy your big keys. Everybody's been buying the lesser
Like the minor
priced
key,
stuff. Yeah, like the minor
Well, I
keys,
mean, this stuff
the
isn't
second
even that. It's just
appearances.
really, really good condition stuff.
Well, that
Like everything in these boxes is between a 5 and a 7, easy.
nice.
Every single one, if not
That's always
better.
good. Yeah,
Yeah,
that's
it's
growing.
crazy. So yeah, make sure you guys check that out. If you have any books you're looking for, you can email me at John Engel, JonEngel, at ndcomics.com with what you're looking for. Remember, it is Silver Age. It's mostly Marvel. There is some DC in there. But if you're looking for something, let me know. Send me a list. I'll see what I can do for you. I can at least
There
put it
you
together
go.
for you. No big deal. All right. Let's see. So, wait, oh, wait, hold on. So, we're not doing a show next week, right? Because you're going to be in
Yes.
Michigan. Okay, cool.
Yes.
Cool, cool,
I will be
cool.
in
That actually
Michigan,
works.
so
That
yeah.
works because Todd and I were trying to find a day to meet up, and that works.
There you go.
It makes a day happen.
I'm glad I could help you
Thanks.
out.
Thanks. Help me have a meeting with the boss. Great.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
Super excited. So, no, it's fine. It's fine. So, okay. So, let's talk about comics and stuff. So, my first book is Planet She-Hulk. So this is by Stephanie Phillips and Aaron Cooter. Sonia Obak is the colorist. This book is actually pretty good. The art in this book reminds me of Conan the Barbarian, which is also cool. So Jen is on Sakaar. And she starts off that she's at a wedding and trying to kill this giant beast at a wedding. And then it's like, oh, you know what? I should probably go back and explain to you that it actually started with a funeral. So the funeral was actually for Hero Kala, who is one of Hulk's sons, right? The younger son, I believe, right?
Okay.
Because Scar is the older son, I think.
Yes.
So Jen's there for his funeral. The dude had 5 wives. 5. Which Jen actually makes a funny joke of. One wife, okay. 3, you're in a cult. 5, even Jerry Springer would call that overkill, which I thought was hilarious. Like the She-Hulkisms in this are absolutely great. So anyway, Hulk talks Jen into basically watching over Scar for 4 or for 5 days while there's supposed to be peace. And he's like, you have my word, I'll be back in 5 days. And then it's like day 6, day 7, day 8, day 9, day 10. And on day 10, Jen gets she's taking a bubble bath and her like android like butler guy comes in and is talking to her about you're going to be the guest of honor at a wedding, And she's like, no. And he's like, you can't say no. And she's like, I just did. And he's like, it would be cus it is customary of the guest of honor to open the ceremony by killing a sacrificial beast in the gladiatorial pit, an honor that would mean even more coming from the She-Hulk because Corvin Blackjaw is marrying one of Hirokala's widows. And she's like, wow, someone's coping with the death of her husband really well. And then she says, does she have a therapist? Can you get me their number? I thought that was great. And basically, like, you know, the android guy kind of talks her into doing it, even though she doesn't really want to do it. So fast forward to day 12, which is the day of the wedding. And she has this giant Buster sword, and she is trying to kill this crab looking guy. But she also needs to go to this to talk to Rowan Creed, who's a merchant lord. And he's got spaceships so he can get her off the planet. So she eventually kills this beast. After trying and trying and trying, she finally does. She is like covered in goo. And then you cut to the actual, like the dinner afterwards. And, you know, she comes in like a dress, and, everybody's just like, the Rowan Creed guy comes up and is like kind of like flirts with her a little bit, but also is like, I know you need a jet, or I know you need a ship to get off the planet. She's like, how do you know that? He's like, it's what I do. I should know. So in the middle of all of this, these assassins come in and they just start killing everybody. And they end up killing the widow, now new wife. And it is alluded to that the guy she married actually plotted this whole thing. And that's how it ends. But the art in this book is super cool. It's very, like I said, I mean, it's Eric Kruder for sure. But it definitely feels like a Conan or a like Exo Manowar type thing. That like he did the cover that you see there too. And I really enjoyed the hell out of this book. I'm also a big fan of, you know, She-Hulk. So I would give this book a 10 out of 12. And my only reason why I didn't is like it almost moves too fast. And also like I don't know enough about like I don't remember enough about Planet Hulk. I don't remember enough about Scar to or Sakaar to like make a good judgment on what's going on in that world.
I feel like they're doing a reboot because they did do a return to Planet Hulk. Was it 2 weeks ago? Something like that.
Maybe.
Yeah, because Greg Pak is writing it. And he's really good at writing. He was writing the original Planet Hulk stuff.
Right. Yeah, he did the original stuff. Yeah.
And it's very Hulk, like usual Hulky, him being pissed off and
Yeah,
just the usual stuff.
I loved Planet Hulk back in the day. I did. I really loved it. But I haven't read it. I haven't reread it. That's my problem. So to try to
It's been
remember
a
everything that
bit.
went on. So, but anyway, it was really good. Check it out. If you like She-Hulk, it's even better.
There you go. We got Planet Death number two. And it's
Where
been
they
a while
fight
since
Emrakul.
he does not actually.
Looks like
But
Emrakul,
oh yeah, but it's just a really cool cover. It's not, he doesn't fight that actual creature in the book, at least to this point. And it's been a while since we read Planet Death number one. But there was Scott, who is the main character, trying to get home, and he's that's what's all in his mind, just get home. Meanwhile, his other compatriots that touched down with him on this planet were getting slaughtered. We still don't know like what the gist of this war is going on. We're just thrust into this battle, like in this battle. But he's sitting there trying to light a fire because the wilderness is unforgiving and winter. And he actually has this flashback of his family in Christmas time, spending, Christmas with his family. And we find out he is in a cave that is being home to one of the native creatures. And he's like, look, I'm just sitting here. And he's talking to the beast, and the beast is just not having it. And he's like, fine, you asked for this. And there's a little mini battle there. He does stab the beast. The beast is still there, but it starts crying. And he notices that, and then he searches the cave and finds that there is a nest of eggs, and this is what the creature was protecting, was its eggs. So
Eggs.
he leaves the cave, and he goes back out into the wilderness. He does find a really burned up on the pretty much on death's door compatriot whose name was Hudson. And he was sitting there trying to be there for him, like, tell me about your family. And Hudson starts going about his wife and his kids, and his daughter is a star basketball player, and this, that, and the other. And it's his time to die. And Scott was there for him. It's very kind of emotional for that, a very heavy metal war time thing. But yeah, I imagine we needed that to see that scene. And Scott continues his way through this planet. He is seeing a tr what turns out to be a transport, and he sees other humans there. And he's like, oh, these must be captives, and I have to rescue them. Well, he does this big daring rescue. And he's like, you guys are going to need equipment. He hands the one capture the one human a gun. He's like, don't worry, we'll all return home. It'll be fine. And the captured native, the captured human says, we're not going back home. And he turns the gun on Scott, and that's when the book ends.
Ooh.
So it kind of a nice little twist there at the end there. I'm very, very surprised with this. I have not read a lot of Bad Idea books, but I'm really enjoying where this book is going. We still don't know the complete picture of what's going on. Just that, we're seeing this from the point of view of Scott more than anything else. So I'm going to give this a solid 10 out of 12.
Nice.
Yeah, just because we don't have the whole picture yet, and this is only number two. So, we're still, there's still plenty of there, but I'm enjoying the writing. The art is excellent. Like, I have not seen a bad variant of.
Isn't it Thomas Giarello for like all the art?
I think so, but
Did
I
you see
haven't.
him drawing at fucking at New York at their booth?
I didn't get to go to their booth, so
Well,
I
every
did
time I
not
well,
see it.
so behind us, the bathroom back there, if you walk that hallway, they were on the left there, like right before you got to the wall. And he's literally there drawing this giant fucking thing with a marker, and it's Planet
Jeez.
Death. And it was like he did it all weekend, and it was amazing.
Nice.
Amazing. Amazing. I have
Yeah.
goosebumps thinking
But
about it. It
even the
was so good.
variants done by other artists, there's not a bad variant at all in my mind of this book. So this might be
That's
one of
cool.
those underliner books that sneaky good indie book for 2025, I think.
Just tell all the Magic players that they're fighting Emrakul and they'll buy it. Just telling you. So, all right. My next book is called No Place. This is Tim Seeley and Stefano Simone, or Simone. And it's gorgeous inside. Like the art is just absolutely gorgeous. All the art looks like that. So basically it starts out with this girl's working at a taco place and these drunk kids are there and she's like, I'll take your order. And they're like, oh, no way, it's that girl who got abducted and said she went to a land where she was riding lion birds or some shit. And they're like, it was tigers, not lions. So she tries to get out of working working that table. Her coworker's like, just get over it. You're nothing special. So she goes home and her dad's like getting ready for work. And he goes to work. And then she hears like a crying and she opens a door and this kind of like weird creature thing is like, you need to come home. You need to come with me. And she shuts the door because he hears another knock. And this guy is at her door with a feather, but the feather is supposed to be from the flying tiger guy. And she's like, I don't know who you are. I don't know why I want to go with you, but he's like, I believe you though. So they go to this gas station and they're like, we don't need keys. And then it's like, let me in. And this weird magic door opens and they go in and there's this girl inside and you find out that basically so Wonderland, Lilliput, Neverland, this place, the new place that she's talking about, Myhoela and Oz are all real. And this girl that's running it is 130 years old, and her name is Dorothy Gale, the one who went to Oz. She's running basically this like detective agency of these other worlds. The girl talks about how she went there and kind of like saved the world. Very, very Alice in Wonderland-y vibe. And then she's like, but I'm not gonna do that. I'm going home, whatever. So she goes home, and then that creature is now in her world, but he's like falling apart and turning basically into sludge, and is like, our world is dying, you need to come help. So she like stabs him in the neck because she thinks he's gonna attack her, and then he's like, oh, hello, I missed you. And then he like melts in front of her and she screams and cries. She goes back to the gas station place and shows up and she is at this point ready to go and do more stuff and investigate some more and see what's going on with this world. So this is another Ignition Press book. I've really loved everything they've done. This book, not like I like the idea. I just don't know if I'm gonna read it like all the way through because I'm not really like I'm not like a big Oz slash Neverland guy. But I do think that the story has a lot of potential. I think that the art is just fantastic. I think the writing is very solid. So I'm gonna give this one another 10 out of 12. Just because of how like tight and awesome it is. Like it's just glorious. When you start flipping through there, man, you're gonna be like, holy hell. It is super good. So
There you go. All right, we have Tales of the Shadow Man number three. Now where the book starts out in the crime scene of Dr. Mirage, who is dead, since he died in the last issue of
he
this
did.
curse. So and we get this creepy dialogue from the coroner. We find out the coroner's name is Sabrina, but it seems like Sabrina knows more than everybody else in the that's the police are investigating. Because they, it's a lot of tongue-in-cheek type of dialogue. And while the while we're reading their dialogue, basically the detective is kind of being questioned of what were you doing here? We're gonna have to suspend you. The whole spiel of what happens when, a cop is in a crime scene that they're not supposed to be at. But we shift over and Sabrina is about to walk. And she finds out she's dating a police officer named Carter. Her and Carter go out to dinner. And then we see them take back to her place. And it turns out Sabrina is a demon. Shocker. It's like super obvious through the book. That's what she is. She all she happens to be the sister of the demon named Mr. Twist. So and they are part of a bigger plot for the apocalypse, we're finding out in this book. Now we find this out as Sabrina is basically telling Mr. Twist, you caused too much issue. New Orleans is tainted. Shadow Man is after you. I'm gonna have to get rid of, like, you have to stay low and I will continue the work. Well, we see Twist in the demon dimension, basically just kind of staying low key, but he's getting all pissy. And next thing you know, out pops Shadow Man and the detective. And they're like, oh, we've been following you since like the beginning, because we knew, like, we hit, like, Shadow Man literally hid in his shadow, as had a piece of him in the shadow after he murdered Mirage. So they followed him there. We found out the detective has bolt like voodoo bullets to fight off demons, which is kind of cool. That was an interesting little
I want
throw
voodoo
in there.
bullets.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. And then Shadow Man finally banishes Twist to the Umbra. But because he did that, he was severely weakened and they had to take him back to his palace, his sanctum, whatever you want to call it. And as Shadow Man is recuperating, the detective is going to return back to Earth. I forget, one of the Shadow Man's servants is like, well, are you going to forget about the boon that you made the deal, like the boon with Shadow Man? And the detective's like, oh, I've already figured that out. Jack Boniface is Shadow Man. But what the detective is confused about is why doesn't he know he is Jack Boniface? So Shadow Man has amnesia.
Boniface. It's pronounced
Boniface.
Boniface, by the way.
Boniface. Okay. But he doesn't know, like, Shadow Man doesn't know that's who he is. So that is the way the book ends. I'm enjoying this. I enjoyed most of the recent Shadow Man stuff for the most part. I'm going to give this like a 10 out of 12. Like I said, the art is a little, I wish it was a little bit more crisp. Not so much the kind of obscure watercolor-esque throughout the whole book. I could do without that, but again, it's Shadow Man. You can see where it fits the scope. Not everything is going to be neatly drawn and hot, like the lines crisp and everything. So
I thought I like it. I've been catching up. I mean, I haven't read this issue, but I've read the other two.
yeah, it's I like this. I hope they keep it up. I did see that they are put like Valiant is going to put out a graphic novel. of Shadow Man. So the newer Shadow Man stuff. So I'm excited because you don't get a lot of trades for Shadow Man from Valiant,
Well,
which
I mean there is, but there isn't. I mean the original stuff
the original stuff, yes.
isn't, but like they're harder to find, but the
Yeah.
middle stuff, like the Justin Jordan era and
Yeah.
like the last one before this one, actually you can find them pretty easily. But
Yeah.
anyway, did you rate this? Did I miss that?
Yes, 10 out of
Okay,
12.
my bad. Okay, cool. All right. My last book is Star Trek Red Shirts 4. Surprise, people die.
Yeah.
So our red shirts are and in fact the whole first page is all of the killed in action guys. So there are two or three that are being I think it's two that are being interrogated by Klingons. And then there's like four or five that are basically flying a ship to try to fight the Klingons and the Romulans, who are both trying to figure out what's going on with this spy satellite station. And at one point, the one red shirt totally killed the two red shirts being interrogated by Klingons actually kill the Klingons. Like one stabs him in the back, or back of the neck. The other one like shoves like a giant like rod through his face. The Starfleet guys, basically cripple the Romulan ship. Then the Romulan ship blows up the what was left over of the red shirts in that ship. But right before they die, the one girl who's leading the head lieutenant asks for this chili recipe from this other guy. So it was kind of a nice moment before death. So now we're down to two red shirts at the end, and the Romulans and Klingons are going to talk about this data disk, which has a bunch of spy stuff because they were both being spied on by the Federation. So I'm giving this book a 9 out of 12. Because I like the art, I like the story, but the story just it does not flow very well anymore. Like it is very clunky in its storytelling. But I think that's just Cantwell because he even did that on Iron Man when he was doing Iron Man. But it's okay. Like, you know, the red shirts die. That's kind of how it is, you know. So I'm not really worried about it. But I'm enjoying it. It's a fun book. Like if you're a Star Trek fan, you should probably read it just for the hell of it because it's funny. So do you remember when we went to New York and we saw that giant archangel and we were like, "Oh my God, we need the two archangel statues."
Yeah.
Okay, not as cool, but still cool. I picked this up in our Ohio store.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They announced that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the X-Force. It's, I think there's
Yeah.
one with what?
There's a
There's an
Wolverine,
X-20.
but
There's an
right.
X-23 one with what's his name?
Warpath?
Warpath. It's a two. There are two pack.
Oh, yeah.
They
Yeah.
announced that too.
Cuz it's X-23 with Warpath, then there's the Wolverine, but the Wolverine isn't that X-Force Wolverine. At least I didn't see him, or he just isn't out yet. And then
I think they.
there's
I think he's. There's an older version of it, but I don't think
well
there's.
there's a there's like an a first gen on Ultimate X-Men one that came out that was pretty
Yeah.
cool. And then there's a Deadpool, cuz that was the whole team.
Yeah.
And that was awesome. I loved that run. That was like Greg Rucka, right?
Yeah.
I think. Oh man, it was so good. So good. So good. So in other news, I found that The second season of Interview with the Vampire from the AMC series is now on Netflix.
Nice.
So I watched it, and man, was it good. Holy cow, was it good. Had a little dashes of Vampire Lestat in there, and had a little bit of a little tiny bit of Queen of the Damned in there, but didn't go so far that they can't do that as a whole season. But it basically wrapped up the main story of that book. But there is a season three coming out soon. Also coming out of this show, there's a Talamasca show that just started
Yeah,
on
I saw that.
AMC, but I don't have AMC, so I can't watch it.
Yeah.
And the Mayfair Witches season two should be hitting Netflix pretty soon. Season one was really good.
It was good,
So
but it was super slow. Like there was a couple episodes there
I think the
I couldn't.
pilot was great, and then like the next two episodes were pretty slow, and then the rest of it was great.
Yeah, I couldn't get. I couldn't get through the two and three. I was literally like trying to watch it and I fell asleep. And I tried to watch it again and fell asleep again. And I'm like,
Jeez.
okay. I was like, you know, and I'm usually when I'm watching TV, I don't fall asleep unless it's something that I've seen a million times or it's so slow, I'm just zonked out. It just
Would you say that you've seen those movies 6 or 7 times?
Technically, yes.
Sorry,
Technically.
very, very terrible Gen Z joke slash
Yeah.
South Park joke right now, which is
Oh,
stupid as hell. Anyway, all right, so now we're going to talk a little bit about our favorite 80s movies.
and I was going to say, of all the decades, too, because I'm looking through like just the quickie movies here, a list of quick movies here, and I'm like, oh my God. I was like, there's so many good ones that are like I would consider favorites.
Okay,
Like,
so that no particular order or reason, right? Just
okay.
if it's one of those movies that you're like, man, I fucking love this movie, and it's from the 80s.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna start with one that I rewatched last night because it was like 9:30, and I had just finished watching the new Naked Gun movie, which by the way is very good. It's very it's actually it it it, it does feel very Naked Gun.
Okay.
So then I was like, oh, what else am I going to watch? Hey, I'm not tired yet. So what came on? Trains, Planes, and Automobiles.
That's a
Yeah,
classic. That's
it
just
is. It's
let's start
a
off with
definitely
that. Yeah.
a November movie because it's about Thanksgiving time
Yeah.
and Steve Martin's trying to get
Yeah.
home
Oh, that
and
was
he gets,
classic John Candy, Steve Martin movie.
it was
When those
so
two got
good.
together, it was a
Yeah. I think my favorite scene is where Steve Martin goes to take a shower, and after and like in the middle of the shower, the water turns off as he's got soap in his eyes, so he's like fumbling around. The water kicks back on, and he's like, oh, okay, good, I'm done. He opens up the curtain and he goes for a towel, and like there's just shit everywhere. All the towels are on the floor, there's clothes on the floor, there's all kinds of stuff everywhere, and it looks like there's a towel on the rack above the toilet. So he like steps down on this water-soaked towel on the floor, and he reaches for it, and it's just a fucking washcloth. Oh man, that
Do
whole
you want to go
motel
back and
scene,
forth, or do you just
so
want to
good.
do the list
We can go
quickly?
back and
Okay.
forth.
Okay. Well, if we're going to stick with the comedy era stuff here, I just rewatched this week, actually, Caddyshack.
Oh, great movie. Great
Orig
soundtrack.
oh, yeah. And the sad part is, Rodney Dangerfield isn't even the best part of the movie.
I
And people were like, no, he carried them. I was like, no, it didn't actually. I was like, between Bill Murray being the nut job caddy is trying to kill the gopher, and the Chevy Chase, who I'm not like the biggest fan of Chevy Chase, like most of his movies are awful, but this had to be his pinnacle in my mind of playing a character that fits his personality that's still funny. You know,
Right.
I rewatched it, and my wife Cupcake was like, she's like, why are you watching? I was like, it just hits the feel. It was like, I cannot tire of seeing that movie.
Right.
I was like,
Every
now
time that
Caddyshack
fucking
2 is
gopher
shit.
dances.
Yeah.
Well, you
Now
know what?
Caddyshack 2 is
Two
shit.
isn't, it's not as bad. It's not bad, but it's
No,
not,
but
it's not,
compared
but
to the
it, but
original,
compared
it's
to the
not.
original, yeah, it's, yeah. It's like night and day. Yeah.
But
Yeah.
compared to current, like, originals, the sequels, it's probably one of the better sequels ever made. I'll give
Yeah.
it
Oh, for
that.
sure. For sure.
That was one I'm like, you know what? I got to put that in my 80s there. That's going to be like, because I definitely a lot of the 80s comedy were the eras that I was allowed to watch. Because remember, during this time period, you and me were very young kids.
Oh yeah.
So there's a lot of the rated R stuff like Scarface and Terminator. I didn't see those until way after, like, till I was teenage years before I got to watch those. You know,
Oh man.
when I was, well, technically allowed to. There is one on this list that I will name that I literally, my older cousin snuck me in, and there's a reason why.
Okay. All right. My next movie is going to be The Lost Boys.
Okay. Yeah.
Again, another
Classic.
just classic movie, great
Yes.
soundtrack.
Yes.
Vampires, the
Yes.
two Coreys.
I want to say this probably romanticized vampires more than any other movie to that point.
I would not disagree with you
Yeah.
to that point for sure. Yeah.
Especially Kiefer Sutherland
Yeah.
the
Oh.
sexiest mullet ever.
Right? That sexy blonde mullet.
Mullet, yeah.
So nice. And they live in a cave. And
Yeah,
there's the
exactly.
sax man. The
Yes.
sax man. Come on, man. He's like a meme still. You know, he's still alive. And he like, yeah.
He's a con. Actually, I think he's going to
Yeah.
be in the Michigan,
I
in
wouldn't be
the con
surprised. I would not be
Michigan.
surprised.
And you know who else is going to be? The one cosplayer, the male cosplayer. Is it Mage Knight?
Mage Knight, yeah.
Yeah, him. There's a picture of him and Mage Knight shirtless holding a saxophone.
That's awesome.
I saw that. I was
Well
like,
done,
I
Mage
guess I'll
Knight.
see you two in Michigan. And he typed back, he's like, I'll see you there. And I'm like, oh
Nice.
my.
Yeah, he came to our show a couple years ago. He was a great guest. He was
Yeah.
a lot of fun. I like Mage Knight. He's a lot of fun. His name's Mike.
Yeah.
Super cool dude. He's a sheriff
Yeah.
in
That's like,
Ohio. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. His spawn was awesome too.
Oh, his Spawn and his Goliath. See his Goliath? Oh.
Yep. All right, what's your next movie?
Okay. I will go with, well, since I brought it up last time, I'm going to go with Nightmare on Elm Street.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And
That was on my list too.
yeah.
But more specifically, Dream Warriors.
Oh, yeah. But not,
But that
well,
whole
the
series
whole series.
was amazing.
I
Yeah.
will say, like, all the ones they did through the 80s were all classics to me. So I will do like a group of the Nightmare on Elm Street series,
Okay.
movie series, I should say. That was definitely something I shouldn't have seen when I was a young kid. It did give me nightmares for a long time. And my cousins got very reprimanded very harshly for that. And I mean, as in, this is when spanking was still a thing. So
Ooh,
I did not get
rough.
spanked because my punishment was getting the nightmares. And I was too young not to know better. The cousins, however, their butts were red for a few weeks.
I don't doubt that at all. Like, at all. Oh, man.
Yeah, but it's And I that again, I watched that because it's Halloween. We just got off of Halloween, and I have to watch Freddy. Like I just watched Jason versus Freddy.
Oh,
And
yeah.
even though that's not as good as the original series, but that was a whole thing through the 80s and even the 90s where
I
people are
saw that
like,
movie in the theater.
who was better, Freddy or Jason? And you always had the two people beef constantly. Who's
Yep.
better? Jason's better. Freddy's better. Blah, blah, blah. And this was before people really got on the internet and battled back and forth.
Yep.
This was people beefed in person about
Oh,
their
yeah.
shit.
Oh, yeah. Fucking
I
hilarious.
was always a Freddy guy. I respected Jason
Same.
too, but I preferred Freddy just because out of the two, he was the more intelligent.
Right. I saw that movie in the theater.
Yeah.
So, in fact, I think that one has my favorite Jason kill scene where like the two people are fucking in the tent and the dude goes out to see what's going on and Jason kills him out there and the girl is like in the sleeping bag and he literally just grabs the top of the sleeping bag, closes it, pulls it out, and then wails her against a tree.
Okay, yeah, okay.
I think it's the opening scene, actually. I think it's
Is
the
it?
opening death scene, I think. So,
Okay. I
but
don't
it's
remember.
still one of my favorite
Yeah.
scene. Yeah.
I'm just thinking of Jason X where they had the holographic teenagers to
Yeah.
confuse them. And they're like, look at us, we're smoking pot and having underage sex. Ooh. And then you see he put both of them in the sleeping bag and he's just wailing like nunchucks.
Yeah.
And the android's like, I think he's almost done.
Yeah, right. All right. My next movie is Transformers the Animated Movie.
Oh,
1984.
you know who's going to be upset with you?
I know. Oh,
That's
I
Chip.
know.
That's
Oh, I
Chip's
know.
thing.
Oh, I know. But it's okay. Here's where he's gonna be upset. I loved it for Rodimus Prime. That's where I loved it. Cause and here's why, here's why. And you know what? I have this conversation a lot with Transformers fans that who are my age. So I'm 44, so I would have been 3 years old when this movie came out, right? But I loved the Transformers at the time.
Yeah.
And you know, I cried. Optimus Prime died, I
Oh
cried.
yeah, it's
But you know, there's a little like I was just young enough to where Optimus Prime was more like a dad figure,
Yes.
and where Hot Rod, who then became Rodimus,
Yes.
was more
Big
relatable
brother.
because he was the big brother vibe. And I think that's why I liked him more in the end. And it like set off a whole new awesome set of Transformers. The
Yes.
soundtrack to that movie was super killer too. You know, it was just great. So, and it's a classic. It's a
Yeah.
freaking classic.
And
Like,
again,
how
and
do you
I
go
feel
wrong?
like that started the trend of tragic deaths in animated 80s movies for
Right.
kids. Like it really taught our generation how to deal with death at a very young age.
Yeah. Agreed. All right, what's your next one?
All right. I'm going to get a little bit of the action movie here. Bloodsport.
Ooh.
Because I'm low key. I'm a very Jean-Claude Van Damme fan. I love him. I loved him because of Bloodsport.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, every movie he's done since then has just been an offshoot of Bloodsport.
You're not wrong.
Except Time Cop.
Also true.
But this was when he was a fresh actor. He came on the scene. This was the first movie you saw a martial arts tournament, Americanized type thing. I was a big martial arts kid, like Ninja Turtle era. This was, I took martial arts as a kid. And I think that that's probably another reason why I, it was him and Chuck Norris and Bruce Lee to a certain degree. But he was definitely the Bruce Lee of the 80s, I want to say, 80s into the 90s there, where he was doing the martial arts, the action films. And that definitely was one of those things when I was a kid growing up. I was like, I want to be like that. I could never get the split thing though. I never got that good.
Yeah, me either.
I can't, I used to be able to get my kicks up like way above my head. I could do
Wow.
that. I just couldn't do the split. I was just no, my hips were not made for that,
Right.
unfortunately.
You're not a G.I. Joe. I get
No.
it. Wow. All right. So my next movie, and this is another deep dive. Transylvania 65,000.
Wow.
You remember this movie with Ed
Oh.
Begley Jr., Jeff Goldblum, and Gina Davis in the hottest vampire outfit you've ever seen?
I'm trying to even find it. I can't find it anywhere.
Yeah, man, you need to look that up. It's a good time. So basically, Ed and Jeff, their characters go to Transylvania as reporters to do some investigating, or else you're going to get fired. And then you find out that what everybody thinks are monsters are actually just people with like physical defects, right?
Yeah.
Like the Wolfman is just a dude who can't not grow hair everywhere. Right. So like it's like he shaves like at one point and like you actually see his face and you're like, oh man. And like Gina Davis is like she's a vampire, but really she just needs other people's blood to stay alive. And she has like a she can't go in the sun because it'll like burn her skin, right? So she's a vampire. But it's a lot of fun. Like it was hilarious. It used to be on Comedy Central like all the time, and I loved that movie. It was so funny. So funny. So oh. All right. What else you got?
Well, let's go with a where I saw it and I'm like, oh, I remember that. That was one of my favorites. God damn it.
Well, I will go with another one since you're taking a little bit. Spaceballs,
Oh yeah.
motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like another
Spaceball.
classic, another John Candy. Sequel's coming out soon. But that movie, man, like I remember watching that and being like, I think I like this more than Star Wars. Like, 'cause I was so young. And
I always wanted like when we were kids, we're like, I want Spaceballs
right? Right? I remember one time I was the man when I was managing the mills, they actually made Spaceballs the toilet paper, and I had it in the bathroom at the store because I bought like a full box of it, and used it as the toilet paper of the store because I was like, this is too cool to share. I just want this for our staff. So, it was pretty funny. I still think somebody stole a whole roll, but it was pretty funny. That might have been before Scott worked for us. Like,
Jeez.
yeah, it was a while ago.
Here you go. I'll choose a Disney one.
Ooh.
And it is one of the most controversial Disney ones, the Black Cauldron.
Oh, shit. Man.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
I loved it because it was dark. It was not a typical Disney, princess, blah, blah, blah. And in essence, it kind of got me into the fantasy genre at a young age. Because, you're dealing with swords and magic and, the dark arts and, the Skeleton King and all that fun shit. And then they're like, oh, this was the worst movie Disney's ever made. And like, because they didn't release it, they released it at a bad time, a very bad time. And even my parents didn't quite understand it, but you watch it now and you're like, no, this was like, this came out
Ahead of
now.
its
This would be
time,
like,
yeah.
yeah, this is like D&D,
Yep.
like minus the D&D. It didn't have the, certain things, but it was definitely that fantasy era there, The only
Right.
thing that the only other fantasy animated thing I ever watched was like The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings animated stuff, but
Oh God, this was so bad.
those were from the 70s, so those weren't even.
Bilbo Baggins.
Yeah, I tried
Sorry.
rewatching those too, and I was like, wow.
Oh.
I was like,
The
why was
Hobbit
I?
one's better. The Hobbit
Yes.
one's better in my opinion, but they're still really not good.
And it's
Yeah.
stupidly long.
Yeah. Well, the books are stupidly long too, but
But it for a animated like we want kids to watch this. You're like,
right.
no.
Right. All right, my next one is gonna be another classic, Goonies.
Okay.
So I grew up on a dairy farm, right? And part of the farm there was like this, not really like scrap section, but like we called it like our fort, right? Like it had a little, there's a little wood section that went down toward like a barbed wire fence. So we would kind of like hang out in there, like when all the kids got together, we would just kind of hang out in this area, and we called ourselves the Goonies because it was like our own little adventure area. So it always holds a special place in my heart for me and my cousins. But to this day, we'll randomly text each other, Goonies never say die, and like randomly, and that'll be it. Like that'll be like heart. But that's it. It's just Goonies never say die, and that's it.
There you go.
But I loved that movie. I mean, young Josh Brolin, the dude who played Data, who ended up being on Loki season two. Like I still remember like slick shoes, slick shoes. That was awesome. Like have like the what's her name having to play like the organ made of like bones. Like that
Yeah.
freaked me the hell out, and I loved every second of it.
Oh, yeah.
So, but no, it was another. That definitely was a classic.
Yeah. Well, I get, what is
We can
it?
do a couple more. We got a little bit of time.
I was gonna say I'm gonna go with two here, since
Okay.
you had to skip me once here. How about The Wizard?
The wizard, as in like the one with
Fred
Mario Brother?
Savage. Yeah, Fred Savage.
Is
Yes.
that?
That is
Hold on. Oh, you're
the
right. 1989.
that
I had to check it because I was
just
like, I was like, I swore that was in the 90s.
nope, just under there. Just
Fair enough.
squeaked in there. And Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Ooh, also good. Very, very
Yes.
good.
Yeah,
Another
those
great
were
Rick Moranis. Oh, man.
definitely defined his career to a degree where, he wasn't just the goofy guy from Ghostbusters.
Right. I'm gonna throw Crossroads into the mix, which is a Ralph Macchio movie about Robert Johnson. So he's a blues guitarist who sells his soul, goes to the crossroads to sell his soul to the devil to become an awesome guitar player. But he has to duel the devil to get his soul back. But the devil in this case is Steve Vai. So, and it's awesome because like all the guitar playing you hear is actually Steve Vai. Ralph Macchio does a really piss poor like way of like just kind of doing his fingers on the board, and I'm just like, that's really bad. Like now watching it as a real guitar player, I'm like, ooh. But back then, I was like, fuck yeah, play, get your soul back. Like, I was like, the devil's such a better guitar player, but damn, dude, like.
Very
Oh,
true.
that was so good. I mean, Karate Kid was also another great one. I mean,
Yeah,
Ralph Macchio. Speaking of
that's
Ralph Macchio, that's kind of a no-brainer. Let's see. Did you know that Jamie Gertz, who was in, who played Star in Lost Boys, was in that movie too.
Oh, there you go.
So, Yeah, pretty crazy. So, just trying to think what else. I know there's a couple more movies that I could probably think of that belong here.
How about Crocodile Dundee?
Oh, that's not a knife. This
This
is a
is a
knife.
knife. Oh, I tell you what, that dude, he still looks the same.
Oh
He's
yeah.
almost 80 and he
Yeah.
still looks
That's
exactly the
because he was like
same.
fucking leathered back then. So
Yeah, but he still looks damn good
yeah.
though
They
for being
moisturize that
80.
leather. It's fine.
Oh
Yeah. He could do
yeah.
Crocodile Dundee
Dundee.
now and no one
Yeah.
would know.
Well,
They would think it was
I
an
imagine the
old movie.
residuals from Crocodile Dundee has kept, kept him pretty well off.
Another great one, Gremlins.
Yes.
Yeah. I would
Baby
almost say
Gremlin.
Gremlins 2 because I think it's a little more fun of a movie, but
Yeah.
Gremlins 1
One
was
was
a
the
classic. Yeah.
classic, yeah.
Definitely a classic.
How about Big Top Pee-wee?
Ooh, that was a really good one. Was
Yeah.
that in the 80s or was that in the 90s?
Yes. Yeah, it was in the 80s.
Okay.
88.
I mean, Pee-wee's Big
Like that.
Adventure was great as well.
Yeah.
But
Well,
Big
both of
Top
Pee.
Pee-wee was interesting because it was like totally not the best sequel to Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah.
Like it was almost too clean and good.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Well, I might as well just put the both Pee-wee Herman movies
Movies together.
together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I
Yeah.
could do
You might
that.
as well. Yeah. 'Cause that's the, this, that was his era and we were kids and Pee-wee was a huge part of our lives,
Right.
So.
Well, Grant's in the chat. Grant, do you have any 80s movies you want us to talk about? That may be your favorite if you're still watching. Shit, I had one. Fright Night was one of my all-time favorite horror movies, and that was from the
Yes.
80s.
Yep.
That was another one of the romanticizing the vampires,
Yeah.
early on. So,
And then they had to reboot it with Colin Farrell.
yeah, that
Although
wasn't as
it
good.
wasn't that bad, but it wasn't
Oh,
good either.
wait. Okay, I got a great 80s movie. You ready for this?
All
Earth Girls Are Easy.
right.
So,
Wow.
Jeff Goldblum,
And Gina
Jim
Davis again.
Carrey, and Damon Wayans, I think, were the
Yep.
three aliens, right?
Yep.
And they
And
came
it
from
was
this
Gina
planet where they were
Davis.
all furry. Yep, another Gina Davis movie. And they were all furry, and like it's hilarious because they like shave them, like,
Yeah.
and I'm just like they shave all of them but their actual hair, and they're just like, oh man, these guys are hot. Like, oh, and another Gina Davis, Jeff Goldblum movie, The Fly, from the 80s. I
Yes.
mean,
That was cult classic right there.
that was super great.
If we're going cult classic horror movies, how about They Live?
Ooh.
The famous alley scene where it's literally 10 minutes of Roddy Piper and what was his name?
Oh, yeah. I forget what his name was too, but I know it's senior time.
But it was
It's that
literally
it's
10
the
minutes
kick
of
ass
them.
and chewing bubblegum scene.
Yeah. Where they just sit there and just beat the living piss, which South Park did a tribute to when it was Timmy versus Jimmy.
Yep,
And then
yep.
fighting handicapped kids. And I've had to say that a couple times, and people are like, no. I was like, no, dude, there's actually, they, if you have the DVD set of South Park, they literally do shot for shot, like, the scene,
Yeah.
like the entire scene, especially when they was it when he tries to kick him in the nuts and he's like, you dirty son of
Right.
and Jimmy does the exact same thing because he's like, you dirty mother and they bleep him
Right.
out and I'm like, oh, you know it's
Oh
classic when
man.
South Park is like, hey, we're gonna put that in, we're gonna have two handicapped kids doing this alley scene.
Oh man. All right. So it's like, oh man, I gotta talk about Chevy Chase movies because there's so many good ones from the 80s. So I'm gonna start with Fletch.
Oh,
Well, National Lampoon's Vacation's in there too, but
yeah.
Fletch, Fletch might be one of my all-time favorites. Spies Like Us, also amazing. But I
Okay.
think my favorite one from the 80s of his was Three Amigos.
Yes.
And that movie was
Him, Steve
just
Martin, Martin
so good.
Short. Oh, so ridiculous, but so good. And if
With
we're
El
gonna go,
Guapo.
yeah. So such racism in that movie. It's
Oh
not
my
even
God,
funny.
so, real bad. Oh, it was real bad. Real,
It's
real
so
bad.
bad.
If we're gonna do, if we're gonna talk about that in there, then we can talk about oh man, what was that other one? Shit, I had it. Oh fuck. I'll think of it.
Well,
It's
if we're
real,
talking
it's
about comedians that had their 80s movies, there's a lot of Richard Pryor movies here. You know, we got Harlem Nights with him and Eddie Murray in the gangster-esque there, which is a really good movie, actually. It's really one of those underrated ones, I think. I see Critical Condition, where Richard Pryor is a doctor or a surgeon, and he pretends to be a surgeon. Yeah, that's 1987 right there. Oh, and it's Bob Saget's in it too.
Oh God.
Pre, before he
Oh.
was America's favorite dad.
Little Shop of Horrors.
There you
I
go.
loved that movie. That was great.
Got Weird Science in there.
Weird Science. Oh, now I remember what it was. Revenge of the Nerds.
There we
'Cause that
go.
movie is super not okay now.
Oh
But
shit. Oh yeah. For obvious reasons.
Oh, here's
But
here, oh, never mind, that's not 80s. I thought it
actually you
was
could say
80s.
like most of the Revenge of the Nerds was all in the 80s, I think. I don't think there was anything.
I think
The
one of them
entire
was in the 90s, but
yeah, but the majority of them was all that was in the whole 80s.
what? I think there's only four of them.
Yeah. So one through three was all in the 80s.
So one is 84.
One was like 87, something like that.
87 was the next one. 94 was, or 92 was three, and 94 was four.
Okay, so they kind of split.
So,
Okay.
yeah. And then they did a TV movie version of it in 1991.
Oh, wow. I didn't even
Yeah.
know that one.
Me either.
Well,
But
if we're going to do
it got a 4.2 stars out of
that.
10.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, if we're doing that, is Police Academy.
Oh, dude. Oh, I
Oh,
love Police
yeah.
Academy. Oh. Because it's got that theme song. It's like almost Superman, but not.
Yeah,
Right?
yeah. Just off key enough that it doesn't, you know.
Yeah, like it just changes it up enough.
Yeah.
So,
Oh, and here's
I
another one.
recently rewatched that not too long ago, like maybe a year ago.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
Well, how about the original
Or
Highlander?
Dune. Oh, dude, Highlander 1. Absolutely. With the Kurgan.
Yeah, the original.
Oh, and that dude
Even
was in Pet
two, even
Sematary as
two.
well.
Yep.
Yeah. What were you gonna say?
Even two was in the 80s too.
Right, but we're only going to talk about the Renegade cut of that.
Yeah, Renegade Cut,
Because the
not the
theatrical cut, not so hot.
Oh God,
Not
what a
so hot.
piece of
No.
garbage.
Oh, it's so bad. It was so bad. I have the Renegade cut on Blu-ray, I think.
Nice.
So actually I think I have the first one on Blu-ray too. So I love watching the series. When I have nothing else to watch, that's my go-to. Like I find Highlander the series and continue on. Like I think I'm somewhere in season four right now.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Well, how about if we're gonna go with another classic comedy, Airplane.
Oh, like Airplane,
Because that
Naked
was right
Gun.
at 1980. It's like right
Yeah,
there.
right.
1980. Naked Gun was 88. So it was
Right.
tail at the end. How about Major League at 1989?
Yeah.
Like all the
Love that
reboots
movie.
that have come out in the last few years, because what we got original Top Gun,
Yeah.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, The Last Dragon. The Last Dragon. Fucking great 80s movie. It's got show enough in it. That's the best reason.
How about
Anyway,
the one that spawned one of our favorite video game characters of all time, Big Trouble in Little China?
yep. I was gonna say that and Tron. Tron was great.
Well, we talked about Tron last
The
week.
original Tron. The original Tron.
True.
Right. Yeah. I was talking with Wayne from Elwood about Tron today, actually, because I said I saw the new movie and he's like, how was that? I said I liked it, so
We got the disappointment in the 80s too, and this has to be, even though it is one of my favorite licensed IPs, Masters of the Universe.
Yeah. But man, did Skeletor look so good.
He did. That
He
was the
looks
best
so
part, was
good.
him. It was just the rest of the movie was shit.
Yeah. Well,
And
Dolph
even as
Lundgren
a
was like
kid,
learning English on the set. So, yeah.
I knew it was garbage.
Yeah.
I was like, where's Man at Arms? Where's Teela? And they're like, oh, these people in gray, that's Man at Arms and Teela. I was like, no, that's not. And
Right?
I kept saying, no, it's not. I was like, Skeletor and He-Man are the only two that I recognize. Everybody else I didn't know. Like, they didn't
Right.
even have Evil Lyn. They had the
They had
other
Beast
two.
Man. No, they had an Evil Lyn.
No, that wasn't Evil Lyn. That was like some other, that was some
No,
other
that was Evil
thing.
Lyn.
Was
Yeah, it
it?
was Evil Lyn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that she didn't look like her. Like
No.
as a kid, it confused me. Because none of the characters looked like they were supposed to, except He-Man and
Oh, right?
Skeletor.
Oh. Oh, it's bad. So, yeah, Megan Fester played Evil Lyn.
Okay.
There was Gwildor, who is only now in actual He-Man canon of the cartoon because he was in the
Yeah.
Kevin Smith stuff.
Yep.
Let's see.
No
There was a
Orko.
Teela.
There was no Orko.
No Orko, but that's why Gwildor was there.
That doesn't replace. That
There was a
doesn't fit in.
sorceress.
Yes.
Christina Pickles played the sorceress. There was a Beast
Yeah.
Man. A Sarad, a Blade. Blade ended up being an action figure in the cartoon style, but he was never actually in the
No, in the
cartoon.
cartoon. Yep. Yeah. We actually have that him in the mills.
Oh yeah,
We have a
that's
lot of
awesome.
those, a lot of the movie characters they did make action figures for, which we do have a lot of them in the mills on display. So anybody
Right.
who's like down for any of the hard to find Master Universe stuff, there's still a heck of a lot of them that we still have sitting there in the case.
Chelsea Glass played Teela. She was also in Airwolf, Commando, and a couple other things. Oh, you know, there was a great 80s movie. Purple Rain.
There you go.
People
Yeah.
forget about that movie, but it was super good.
Oh, if
And
we're going to go that.
Spinal Tap was great too.
Yeah. If we're going to go that route, another Prince song in the soundtrack, Batman. Oh,
Yeah,
Michael Keaton Batman.
Batman 89. Yep. Yep. Or 88, 89, whatever one it was.
89,
Yeah.
1989.
So
So he
super
just
good.
snuck in there in the
The Bat
80s.
Dance. The Bat Dance. So I love the video of him like playing the bass, like recording the bass line for it. I was like, Jesus, this guy was so good. So because he recorded a lot of people don't know this, but all of Prince's music, if you listen to it on record, he's playing everything.
Yeah.
Like the new Power Generation and the Power Generation, they didn't play any of that. Like he played every instrument. So,
Oh,
but anyway.
how about this one? If you were big into bikes, how about Rad?
Oh man.
1986, folks. I remember watching that.
How about all the Stephen King movies that came out in the 80s that were awesome? Like
Oh,
Pet Sematary.
Cujo.
Cujo, Christine, what was the other
The
one?
Shining.
The Shining was great. Maximum Overdrive, like,
Yeah.
yep. Yep. Come on, the whole soundtrack was an AC/DC record.
Yep.
So it's the Who Made Who record.
Yes, it
So,
is.
but all right. I think that's probably a good note to end on.
I was gonna say we pretty much knocked out the majority of
I
the.
mean, except for like Predator and Alien. Like, we didn't talk about
Yeah.
those, but they're kind of a
We didn't
given.
talk about like the obvious ones like Full Metal Jacket,
Oh,
E.T.,
yeah.
like the blockbusters. Everybody had the
Yeah.
blockbuster stuff. Like
Yeah.
Princess Bride was a big one.
Oh, yeah.
Bill
Yeah.
and
Princess Bride was
Ted.
Marine. Oh, fuck. How did we forget Bill and Ted?
Ted. The Thing, Blade
Yeah.
Runner, Back to the Future,
Blade
like
Runner. Yep.
the end of Star Wars, the end of the trilogy,
Yeah.
Return of the Jedi, which I
Was
will
81,
say
right? Or
83,
80? 83? Okay.
1983. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. They
Actually,
they're
Empire, I think, was 80, wasn't it?
yes, Empire Strikes Back was 80.
Yeah. Star
So
Trek had some great movies in the 80s too.
they did.
So, come on, Star Trek 4. Star Trek 4.
True.
Fucking whales. Come on, man.
Yeah,
Gotta go save those whales, bring them back to the future so they can save the planet.
yep.
So, yeah, gotta make plastic.
It's true.
Computer. Sorry.
Oh,
Still my favorite team.
we forget we're forgetting like what? We got the Superman series in here, like the
Well,
Tale
not
of the
all of
Superheroes.
it. The second two, three, and four, I think, were in the 80s.
Yep.
Because the first one was 78.
We got
So.
Labyrinth, Who Framed Roger Rabbit,
Oh, Who Framed Roger
Willow,
Rabbit? Which one? Willow? Yeah,
Original
Willow was
Willow,
great.
1988.
Yep.
How about this? We forgot Short Circuit.
Oh, damn it! Damn it, that's a good movie! Fuck, that's such a good movie! Oh, God. Cocoon? We forgot about Cocoon.
Yeah. Like I said, the 80s were honestly, I'll put it this way, the 80s was probably the mecca of movie era for the 20th
Yeah.
century.
Well, I
It
think it was the mecca of the theater, to be honest.
yes, yeah.
Because back then, like, before that, you had movies, but they weren't like great in like the film, the footage wasn't real sharp, and like the audio wasn't great. And then, but the 80s, you kind of said it, the 80s had the birth of the blockbuster. Right. And that's really the thing, because it was like every month you would have this colossal movie come through. Terminator, Total Recall, The Running Man, the original Running Man.
Yes.
There
Ferris
were
Bueller's Day Off.
Ferris Bueller. Oh my God.
Bueller, Bueller,
Bueller, Bueller,
Bueller.
Bueller. Bueller. I do
How
that
about
all the
this one?
time. So.
Clue, the
Oh,
movie.
dude. I mean, Rocky, you got to put Rocky Horror in there too then.
Yeah,
Because,
we.
and it's like, oh man, like all the Curry movies like were great.
Yep. Yeah, this
God,
it,
so many good
I just
ones.
keep like going through Google here, and it's just giving me like all these. It's like, yeah, I remember that one. I remember this one. We got, like I said, this was the era of Eddie Murphy here. We got Coming
Oh,
to America,
yep.
original.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Trading
Trading
Places.
Spaces. Oh,
Yes.
you know what else we didn't
Yes.
talk about? Ghostbusters.
Yep.
Oh,
The Golden
God.
Child. It's so bad, but it's so good at
Right.
the same
Scrooged. There was Scrooged.
Scrooged.
That was like 88, I think.
Oh, yeah. Let me see if that's in there. Well, you got Evil Dead 2,
Yep. I just watched that the
Toxic
other day.
Avenger.
Oh yeah.
How about this? The
Swamp Thing? Swamp Thing was
Burbs.
in there. Oh, The Burbs. I love The
Burbs.
Burbs.
Oh, we
Oh, that
got
was one of my
Howard the
favorite Tom
Duck.
Hanks movies. Howard the Duck. That was
Yeah.
a great movie. Yep.
Heathers,
Oh, Heathers. God, did you ever see the show that they did? The
No.
Heathers TV show? It was not bad, but Heathers, the original Heathers, was so
Oh,
good.
here we go for your Terminator We cannot forget Alyssa Milano's movie debut in Commando in
Oh
1984.
yeah. I mentioned Command. I mentioned Commando.
Did you?
Because what's her name from the girl who played Teela is also in Commando.
Oh.
Yeah. Pretty much anything that Geena Davis was in was amazing in the 80s.
Lethal Weapon. This was the beginning of Lethal Weapon.
Oh
One
yeah.
and two.
Right.
Which are arguably one was pretty decent, but two had to have been my favorite. Because that's the one where they're fighting the diplomats from South Africa.
I would probably say you're right. Let's see.
Oh, we got it is also the era of Stallone here, because it's, you know, we got Rambo, we got Cobra. Over the top.
Cobra.
Over the
Right.
top. You can only he could make a movie about arm wrestling. The only reason I remember this movie is because my grandmother made me watch this every time I had to go down there every summer, because he was the man, the Italian man. Because my
Yeah.
grandmother was Italian, so I had to be like Sylvester Stallone. And I'm like, Grandma, I don't have muscles like him. And she's like, Oh, you just have to go to the gym, hon. That's all.
Real Genius. We can't forget about Real Genius.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Val
That movie's
Kilmer.
great.
Yeah, this. Oh, here we go. Escape from New York, OG.
Yep. That was another good one.
Yep. Who can forget Snake Plissken?
Right. Oh man. Hold on, I'm gonna look up some Val Kilmer and see what pops up here in the 80s. Because I know we're missing something good.
Got Raging
Mad
Bull, Road Warrior,
Max. Don't forget about Mad Max.
Mad Max, yep.
Let's see. Oh, The Doors was actually in the 90s.
Yep.
So
Yeah, that was like
Top Gun, we
91 or
mentioned
92.
that. Real
Yep.
Genius. Top Secret. The movie Top Secret, if you've never seen
Yeah,
that,
there
you
you go.
need to, because it's ridiculous.
Oh, here you go. Here's a Stephen King one, Silver Bullet.
Ooh.
1985.
There you go. What the hell was that called? Hold on, I gotta look it up. It's gonna be bad because I'm looking up. Now I'm looking up Tom Cruise movies from the 80s. Rain Man, Young Guns, Cocktail, Legend, Legend, Risky Business.
Oh yeah. Rebecca De Mornay.
Rebecca De Hornay. I mean, what?
And...
I mean, Legend also goes in the Tim Curry slot,
Oh,
too.
there you go. Talking about movies to make you cry. How about Never Ending Story?
Oh yeah, I was just gonna say that.
Field of
I was like,
Dreams.
oh man.
Field of Dreams
Oh,
was
Field of
neat.
Dreams was so good.
Yeah, there are a
So
lot of good
good.
baseball ones in here, because you got Field of Dreams, you had Major League, you had Bull Durham.
Yep, Bull Durham. Yep.
Definitely the 80s were the era of the baseball movie.
Oh, for sure. For
How about
sure.
Adventures in Babysitting? I forgot that
Yes.
one.
It's like all the Elizabeth Shue movies are
Shoes
great.
movie, yeah. Christmas Story, 1983.
Yep. Let's see here. War Games. Remember War Games?
I
With
don't
Matthew
know that.
Broderick, where he's like playing a video game and he's like on like
Oh,
the
yeah.
early internet. And
Yes.
here it actually like ends up
With
being like him controlling shit to actually do war games.
There you go. How about The
Oh
Battery's Not Included?
man. How about Puppet Master?
You go. Oh, how about The Last Unicorn?
Oh, whoa, that was in the 80s?
1982.
Holy shit. For some reason, I thought it was in the 90s, but I guess I was wrong.
1982. Hey, how about the Ewoks Battle for Endor?
Does that really count? Wasn't it like a TV movie? And then like a VHS?
Now, it says
Direct
1980.
only?
Yeah, it says 1985. It was an hour and 30 minutes, so that was. Oh, here you are,
Fair
another
enough.
Michael Keaton classic, Mr. Mom.
Oh yeah. St. Elmo's Fire, Breakfast Club. Like all the John Hughes movies.
For those into the fantasy mythology, how about cl original Clash of the Titans?
Yeah.
1981.
Really?
Yep.
81.
1981.
All right. Let's see how many John Hughes movies we've already mentioned from the 80s.
Oh. At least 10 of
All
them.
right. We did National Lampoon's Uncle Buck needs to be on there. We'd
Yes.
mentioned Great Outdoors. We did not mention She's Having a Baby. We did mention Trains, Planes, and Automobiles. We did not mention Some Kind of Wonderful. We did mention Ferris Bueller. We did not mention Pretty in Pink, but that was also a great movie. We did not mention Weird Science. We did
No, I
mention
did.
Breakfast Club. Oh yeah, you're right. You're right. We did mention Breakfast Club. We did not mention 16 Candles. We did mention Mr. Mom, which, wow, 1983? Jesus. We did not do the Class Reunion. That was the only other one. So, but
Well, there's
man.
another Rodney Dangerfield favorite here, Back to School,
Yeah.
where you had the debut of Dead
I
Man's
love that.
Party.
Yep.
In
Playing in
the,
the fraternity party.
yes.
Absolutely, my friend. Absolutely. Like that was a great freaking, oh man, that was such a great movie. Actually, there were a lot of great Rodney Dangerfield movies from back in the
Here's a lot of the
day.
weird, like rom. I guess these were rom-coms before they were rom-coms here. Can't Buy Me Love with Dr. McDreamy, like young Dr. McDreamy in there. How about Dead Poets Society, 1989?
I was just gonna say that. God damn it. It's a great that's oh man, that's such a great movie.
How about this one that would. This is another one of those movies that would not be acceptable to today. Just One of the Guys.
Right? You know what though? They
Yeah.
did that though. They redid it with like Amanda Bynes kind of. Where she was like a girl that wanted to play soccer on a boys' soccer team. So she
Okay.
did that. But I can't remember what it was called.
Yeah, well, this was the
Right,
original was nothing like that, though.
right. I mean it wasn't called that, but it was
No.
definitely like that. How about Popeye? Remember Popeye with
Oh, with Robin Williams
Robin
as Popeye.
Williams? Yeah,
Yep.
yeah.
Did we mention Fast Times at Ridgemont High yet?
We did not.
There we
That's
go.
another great one.
Oh, how about this one? Teen Wolf.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Man.
Like I said, the 80s just seemed to be the mecca of movies here. This was just so many ones like nostalgic.
Right.
Like even
Oh,
the.
Frankenweenie. Frankenweenie was in the 80s, 84.
How about Inner Space?
Yeah, that
Gave you a
was
real
a great
lesson
one.
in anatomy with that one, for sure.
Yes. For sure. Holy shit, that was in the 60s? Son of a bitch. So anyway, all right, I think we've named enough. We've gone way over time than normal. So,
Yeah,
all
we got
right.
caught
It's cool.
up.
Thanks guys for watching. We will catch you guys in 2 weeks when we return. since Justin will be at Motor City. And Yeah, so come and buy some Silver Age. We see Justin up at Motor City, give him a high five. We see me in one of the stores while you're giving the Silver Age a peek, give me a high five, and we'll catch everybody later. Thanks for supporting your local comic shop. Support us if you can. and remember to check out ndcomics.com for all of our sales and stuff like that we have coming up. And then threeriverscomiccon.com, we have a couple guest announcements that we're going to start in December. So we will see you in a couple weeks. Have a good night, guys.